I'm Chris.
I'm Sandy.
And this is Parenting Autism. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 109 of the Parenting Autism Podcast. We want to thank all of our listeners for listening to us, and most recently, all of our reviewers for reviewing us. So, as you guys probably know, we asked for some reviews last episode, and we got a bunch, and we really appreciate that. And I just want to read a couple of them, or the ones that we could find, anyway. From Jen4317, love you guys and your wonderful podcasts. So great to see Bryce's progress the last few years. Thank you, Jen. We appreciate that. Next is from BPD Survivor. On Apple Podcasts, I love listening to the insight into the world of parenting autism through Chris and Sandy's story with Bryce. This podcast is a blessing to all who listen. Thank you so much, BPD Survivor. And we also got another one from Celicia on iTunes. Hi, Chris and Sandy. I just listened to the 822 episode. That was a couple weeks ago.
August 22nd. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And want to say, please keep going. My two-year-old was diagnosed with autism at 22 months last October, and your podcast was the very first podcast I found. I have listened to all the episodes and look forward to new ones when you have the time to do them. Your journey has provided so much hope, and I get so much out of it. Please do not end. You have no idea what a blessing it has been for me and for so many others to listen to you and your shows. I love listening to Bryce when he hops on, and I find so much comfort and hope each show. I'll admit I'm not a review person, but if my review can give you a motivation to keep going, then I was going to make sure I did it. Your family is an absolute joy. And for the record, we do not get a lot out of your podcast. It prompted me to look into the hyperbaric chamber, do my research on supplements, look into diet changes, etc. All that I've found through you. Plus, as a side note, I'm planning a trip to the East Coast, D.C., and New York, and never knew you could get tickets to the White House. Again, something to note that I learned from you. Keep going. We love you guys. Celicia.
Wow. Well, that's pretty awesome.
That is very awesome. Thank you very much for that very detailed review, Celicia. We really appreciate that. I also want to mention Rebecca from her Spotify review, although we can't see the words. I don't think you can leave words on Spotify. It's just a star rating.
It looks like it.
So thank you, Rebecca, for that. And we have another one on Podbean that we haven't seen yet from Sei, S-E-Y-I. So thank you for that. And another one on Audible. I didn't know you could review on Audible podcasts. So, Lydia, thank you for the Audible review. And I also want to mention that we're now ranking on, let's see, Great Britain in the category. Thank you very much, Sandy.
You're welcome. I'm just sitting here listening.
Yes, Canada, Saudi Arabia, India, and there was another one, Namibia. I had to look that one up. Yes, it's right near South Africa. So thank you all for helping us climb the charts in those areas. And there was a couple more.
That's all the notes.
Yeah, that's all the notes.
It is. I really wanted you to read all of those because it was you that really needed to hear those so much. And so yeah. I just want everybody who's listening to know that you really were a blessing to Chris and to me, but especially to Chris when we started getting emails. And then we started learning that there are people that are leaving us reviews, but we can't see those. So the only ones that we get notified from is through iTunes, Apple, for whatever reason. Maybe we registered through that. I don't know. But I did not know until Rebecca reached out, and then she said she did one on Spotify. So I looked up Spotify, and I saw we had 22 reviews.
Yes. So thank you.
So there are 21 other people that we want to say thank you.
Yeah.
We didn't know, and we're getting educated.
And one other thing we found out was not everybody knows how to leave a review, right?
So correct.
Depending on whatever platform you're listening to, it's a different process. So I think what we're going to end up doing is having a section on our website with instructions on how to leave a review on each platform. So that'll be a little easier.
That's our plan. So it did make us feel a whole lot better that people are
I mean, I know there's listening. There's listeners
it's just
out there,
hearing
right?
Back, yeah, which was really good.
We weren't hearing anything from anybody, and we're like, "Wow, well, are we still doing the good that we were doing?" You know, I didn't know,
and we got emails, and we got texts, which I'm loving the text too, because sometimes it's easier for me to respond to text than it is emails, because I can just kind of take that phone with me and respond when it's convenient. But anyway, either way, we get the messages. It's great. And we like sharing feedback.
Yeah. And I think with that, you had mentioned doing some type of YouTube podcast.
Well, I did. I told you, I feel like it's time for us to do a YouTube version of the podcast as well, so that people can actually see us. Because I think that's a different audience, and I do think that people would enjoy seeing Bryce as well. And Bryce likes to show things, and so when he's on here, he's wanting to show people his stuff, and there they could see it, even if he's brief. But yeah, that's something that you're starting to look into for us as well.
Yeah, so if we can figure out the equipment and how to do it, then we'll be doing it. And I think we might be able to do like a live show.
You're
where
talking
people
live
can comment and ask questions. So we'll figure that out.
We're kicking ideas around, but the good news is that you guys are going to have us for a while longer. Plus, we really feel like this is our calling. In fact, we had, ironically, one of our former photography clients who's local find our podcast. And then he's like, "Wow, I just found your podcast this week, and I really love it." And he saw that we were doing the hyperbaric chamber. Mm-hmm. And so we invited them to come to our house so that their son could actually get in it and see how they would do, you know? And that's really important before you go and spend all this money to rent one of those chambers to make sure, A, that your child is okay with it, but also that there is an adult that is okay with it. Because in our situation, it was a lot more difficult for you to get into the tube than me, right? And on Saturday, it was a lot more difficult for the little boy's mom to get in than the dad. And that can happen. So we were thrilled that we were able to actually, you know, have them over and help them with that. And we're planning on getting together with them because, you know, you got to find your tribe locally as well as finding your tribe virtually, you know?
I think the trick to not being claustrophobic in there is once you learn how everything works, because there's a lot of tubes and wires and buttons and everything. I think in my case, once I learned how it all worked, how to get in and out, what valves did what, then I was comfortable. You know, it got hot in there, so we got a little battery powered fan for me. And the fan actually, it helps me feel like I'm getting more air, like oxygen or something, too. So that it relaxes me. So that's my tips for getting in the tube.
It's worked out well. So, Bryce and I actually fell asleep in it the night before last. So we were in there for 4 hours, which it's the longest stint that we've done to this point. Well, maybe we did 5 hours once when we fell asleep, but yeah. I didn't wake up in a panic. It was, I don't sleep well on a plane, and to me it reminds me of being on a plane, which I've mentioned before, but I was tired enough that I was kind of dozing in and out. But it was 2 a.m. when Bryce is like, "Mommy," and then I'm immediately like, "What?" And he's like, "Call Daddy. We need to get out." So I knew you were sleeping. So I always have a phone in there, so that way you and I can communicate. But I thought, oh, he's not going to be checking his texts, you know? And then I'm trying to dial and you're not. So we have it in our bedroom right next to our bed. Yeah. So I thought, well, let me just start knocking on it because it's got like the glass right up there. And then you heard that. And then you knocked back. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So then my panic immediately went away.
Yeah. I mean, in reality, you could open up the valve, let the air out, and then unzip it from the inside. That's what you could do if for whatever reason, worst case, I died, right?
Oh, my word. Thanks for putting that thought in my head. I'm glad Bryce didn't hear that.
You're not trapped, right? True. There is a way out. It's just easier if you have two adults working the thing to get in and out. But anyway.
Bryce ask about that, if he's trapped in there. And I'm like, no, we're not trapped.
So I tried getting in a couple of weeks ago, and I had been sick like the week before that, and I was all better. And I got in with Bryce. We closed the zippers. I had the pumps on. It was filling up with air. And I don't want to freak anybody out, but my sinuses right above my nose and right above my eyebrows, it felt like somebody was trying to pull my head off. I mean, it was like a really sharp pain starting. And I'm like, uh-oh. So I immediately let the pressure off. So I must have had some residual sinus gunk in that sinus.
And that happened pretty quickly. I mean, you were only in there just a few minutes. And you're like, no, this isn't going to work.
I felt it coming on as the pressure was building in the tube, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is not going to work. So I'll try it again.
That's okay. You know. Well, here's the great news. The original goal was 40 hours, right? And then if we can make 60, that was like the stretch goal. They gave us additional time with it for no charge, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, if they did that, we really should try to get to that 60 number.
Yeah. And the doctor said, get to 100.
Oh, she did. I'm like, God.
That's a stretch goal.
That's more than that's elastic. But anyway, we're at 52 and a half. So I really do believe we're going to make that 60 hours. And I feel like that's a big accomplishment. Yeah. But I was sharing with you that when I was in there with him Saturday night, that I just really felt like I was supposed to really just pray over him while we were in there, which is the first time I've done that while we were in there. And he was asleep and he was just laying there. And I really love that song. There's two songs about speaking the name of Jesus, one by Katie Nicole and one by Charity Gale. But I was like, I just spoke the name of Jesus over him and was praying for healing for him, for his seizures, and that God will just heal that area of his brain that is still showing the activity that's going on when he has his EEGs, and for his just to have healing and protection from the seizures, because that's really what my goal is for doing all of this for him, is that it will protect him from that. And so anyway, I just really felt moved by that. And I really believe God's going to answer that prayer. So anyway, that is what is going on in that department. You mentioned the doctor, which would be his autism doctor. Mm-hmm. Do we ever say her name on here?
I don't know. We can we?
I think we can, because she's going to
Dr. Buckley.
Endorse our book. So. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the book.
So anyway, so Dr. Buckley, we went and visited her because we've had people say, who is the doctor? But we don't always say who she is. But so we went to see Dr. Buckley for his follow-up visit. And I left there feeling
happy.
Very good. Yes. Felt like we're really accomplishing what we're setting out to accomplish, which is great.
I think, you know, excuse me, I think the last hurdle, I don't want to say the last hurdle, but the hurdle right now is anxiety.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one. And I know that, I don't know, two or three visits ago, she mentioned the CBD thing. And I told her I wasn't comfortable with the lack of research that was out on it, you know, and she's okay with that. Whereas the first doctor that we saw, it was like, well, you need to do this or, you know, we just can't,
we part ways.
We can't move forward.
Basically,
right. So that's what I got from his secretary anyway. Mm-hmm. So she's okay with that. She said, that's okay. She says there's other ways that we can attack this. And so we started a new supplement. And I like going the natural route. And so does she. And I didn't know this, but she even helps the football players at the Jacksonville Jaguars. So yep. that's really cool, too. But you know, not necessarily with anxiety, but, you know, sports-related injuries or whatever, I suppose.
Total speculation.
Yeah, speculation. But anyway, so, but I felt good at that visit because there wasn't a list of 10 things that we needed to work on. You know, yes, Bryce still has autism, you know. Is he a typical kid? No, he's not a typical kid. I don't think he'll ever be a typical kid. But as far as behaviors go and paying attention and those types of things, I think we're just on the right track. Like, I feel very good about those areas. And
I agree.
You know, he's doing good in school. It's just a matter of time of getting school into the schedule, you know, with everything else that's going on. But yeah, I was very happy leaving there. And I asked her, I said, well, can we go to once a year visits now? And she's like, yep, I don't see why not. You know, just as long as,
nothing gets worse with the anxiety.
With the anxiety, basically. Yep. So he did have one thing that was high. She loved his blood work this time around. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that was high was ferritin, which is iron. And she feels like that's an indicator of inflammation. So we're still fighting inflammation. And so this supplement, I think, was supposed to help with that and anxiety. So
right. And I think there was one that we had that we hadn't started. There was a miscommunication along somewhere. But anyway, we had it. So we're like, oh, okay, we'll start that one, get that in, and then we'll start another.
No. So she had prescribed a pharmaceutical last time for anxiety.
Yeah.
So but he went from mad to sad. Remember that?
Yes,
and then we had to remove a couple of things to get him back to himself. And she had prescribed this other thing for anxiety. And it was in our cabinet, but I forgot what it was.
That's
for,
what I meant.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I forgot that I threw it out.
Oh,
I threw it out.
So you didn't tell me
it
that
was
part.
In there a while. And it had been a while since we'd seen her. And I don't know why I did that. I just did it. And so now we're on another supplement.
Right.
Which
that
is not
I knew.
A pharmaceutical, but
well, that's probably that's, better anyway.
That's another
so that's
backup.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
Well, speaking of his anxiety, which from all that I'm hearing and reading and to like adults on the spectrum.
Listen,
the anxiety
adults,
really doesn't go away.
Adults have anxiety, period.
Right, even
right?
those who aren't on the spectrum.
Right.
And then as far as like what causes Bryce's anxiety is different than what the average person has triggers, you know. For Bryce right now, his biggest thing is the anticipation of unexpected loud noises.
And that's been getting worse.
And that has been getting worse. I mean, now we are to the point that if he sees an alarm system, a box for an alarm system, then his anxiety immediately goes up. He has been in my parents' house how many times since he was a baby, right? And today, they're selling their house now, and we were at the old house and getting ready to leave. And he comes out to me. He goes, "Mommy, there's one thing in this house that makes me worried."
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah. And I'm like, "What in this house makes you worried?" It's pretty much emptied out. So I didn't know what he's talking about. And he goes, "Come here, I'll show you." And we walk in, and there's the box of an alarm system that I couldn't even... It was probably there when they bought it, because I don't remember them even using one. But anyway, there was an alarm system there. And so I just said, "Oh, well, look, buddy, it's not even working." I was glad he could come and tell me, but he's noticing it everywhere. And that was because we had an incident on vacation this summer where the alarm in the cabin went off. It was super loud. Mm-hmm. And now he's anticipating that this could happen in any place that has an alarm system.
Even though he has 9 years of experience, you know, in life with alarms. Yeah. Now all of a sudden it's an issue.
It's on his radar, man.
So, I mean, even at ABA therapy, the transition time when he goes from one room to another, sometimes he goes out in the hallway, and if there's another kid in there that could scream, he gets nervous,
right?
Potentially, right. So what we're doing is we're connecting his psychologist, who we've recently started seeing, to the ABA company. Not ABA company.
Yeah, but you're going to do both.
Yeah, ABA and speech and OT.
That's right. We're going to do both.
So they can work together as a team on how to help Bryce. The psychologist, his first thing was to have Bryce, you know, imagine a thought bubble above his head about what was going on and what he could do to remedy the situation whenever he felt anxiety. Well,
there's no time to.
We figured out that Bryce just goes into panic mode quickly. So, after the most recent episode at his OT and speech place, where there was or there wasn't a baby that screamed, I don't know. We always ask him, "Did you say something?" And he'll be like, "No." Because he'll come out and he'll just squeeze his fists and go, "Arr," you know, like he's so mad. And I said, "Look," and I knew I had to put it very basic for him. I'm like, "Bryce, we have to connect your brain to your mouth." And I pointed to his brain, touched his side of his head, and I touched his jaw. I said, "We got to get it from here to here." You know, if you can see me right now, I'm pointing to my brain and my jaw. And that is what is going to hit home, I think, because there was something after that that happened.
It was yesterday at church with the balloon.
Yeah.
He actually told us there was one thing in this room
that
had me worried today. But he was smiling as he was saying it. And I said, "What?" And he's like, "A balloon." And then one of the church, you know, workers there said, "Yeah, we left it in the other room." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Oh." And then we asked him, "Did you say something?" And he goes, Yes. And then you're like, Yay, it's working.
Yes. But he did ask to leave the room, but they wouldn't let him leave the room.
Probably not by himself.
But he did use his words, and I'm like, "Yes, victory." And I told him, I said, "I am so proud of you for getting your brain connected to your mouth, and you use those words to tell them how you felt and what you needed to do, what you wanted to do."
And not only that, when we picked him up, he was still happy and playing.
Right, he didn't come out and growling.
He told us right away, or shutting down, or crying. Yeah. It was like a great reaction. Almost like he knew what happened, but he was proud of himself that he was able to overcome that.
Yeah.
So...
So he's out there right now. He's got his iPad full blast. He's playing a tank game. And Sandy's looking at me like, "Yes, that's going to bug Chris." So, but anyway, yes, a good doctor visit. And we don't have to go back for another year. I think we're on track.
She's 3 hours away from us, so we're pretty happy about
that. And, you know, they're very responsive with emails. So if I send them an email with a question or something, which I don't do really, I've only done it a couple of times, but they're right back to us with whatever information. So
that's really been the highlights. And you know, the anxiety thing has been a bit of a whoop, but he's doing okay. And I do think I saw the other day when I was working from home and you were doing school, when he gets upset about a wrong answer mm-hmm. or something that, you know, he didn't like his score, you're having him run laps in the house.
Yeah.
I am so on board with that because I do feel that he needs to get energy out, well, especially if he's frustrated and it takes his mind off of it as well.
Miss Brittany, his OT, said, you know, he needs gross motor to help him sit still and pay attention.
Right.
And, you know, I'm looking at that anger, too, as just pent-up energy sure. that he needs to get out. So, and I'm not going to walk on eggshells
we can't.
When he gets a wrong answer,
we've
right?
We've talked about this.
I'm not going to say, well, that's the wrong answer. Let's get the right answer. No, if he tells me the wrong answer, I'm clicking on the wrong answer, and there's going to be an X there, right? And he's just going to have to work through that.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I'm having him run laps. Sometimes I'll run laps with him, and that makes it more, air quotes, fun.
Yeah.
You know, and he laughs or... You know, he
again, it helps him work through it. But you and I have talked that, you know, he is such a happy kid, and we want him to be happy. But we also have to be careful that we don't coddle the situation so much that he never has any emotions or issues that he needs to work through, because there is a real world out there, and we can't always keep him in a bubble. And so, you know, I can't, if I say something that he doesn't like the word, you know, sorry, the word no is going to come out of my mouth sometimes, and you're going to have to learn
people.
To accept that. And it's going to come out of other people too. And it doesn't mean you're a bad boy, and it doesn't mean that, you know, you've done horrible things. And he's got to learn how to process that. And if we walk on eggshells, as you put it, or try to avoid certain things that would naturally come out of us, we're not doing him any favors, I don't think.
I think it's natural for parents like us with kiddos like ours to be helicopter parents. You know, we...
And some.
I mean, we have to be protective of our kids because we know what can happen to them, you know, in unsupervised circumstances, right?
Sure.
You know, if they're away in a classroom, we can't see what's going on in that classroom. We don't know what goes on. Are they sitting there getting left behind? Are they being bullied or what? You know, and just we have to, in every situation, it's like even Special Olympics, we have to be there just to, you know, be referees, you
to
know,
observe.
Be observe. We're his referee in whatever situation that we're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're in a restaurant and, you know, they start singing happy birthday, we're the referee, right? It is what it is. And it's hard to let them.
Or you mean Bryce?
Kid. Yeah.
Okay,
Bryce. It's
Bryce.
Hard to let Bryce loose on his own, right? I feel like it's hard to trust a babysitter. Come on. I mean, to have someone in your house that you know is different than someone you don't know, and having someone you don't know is really tough. If you're in a tough situation, then that's all you have, you know?
Yeah, I mean, none of that is easy. I think what I was driving out to is we just can't always cater to every need and demand that he has. Like, you know, you can get stuck on these ruts of him wanting to control things, whether you realize it or not. So, like the blender, he's been doing the blender every day. Now I'm going to stop asking him if he wants to do it. And this morning I just hit the button and there was no repercussion, but I was ready for there to potentially be one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that kind of stuff that we can just, I know that I can, in order to avoid what could be a scene or mm-hmm. a meltdown or him getting upset, you know, then it's easier to do it. And it's like, no, I can't be doing that. I'm not doing him any favors if I hurry and help him get dressed and not let him get dressed on his own. If I ask him before I do something so that we avoid a situation. If I
think the
you
best,
know, smooth over, I just, yeah.
I think the best way to to do things is to have the extra time to yes. do them, right? So that you're not rushed. Because when we're in a rush to get out the door or whatever, we do things for him to get him going. Or, you know, if you're in a restaurant and you want to get out of the restaurant because you got something else to do, we clean up for him, right? So
yes.
we have to be mindful to pad our schedule to have those extra minutes. And it's really only minutes
yeah.
to have him go up and ask for a refill by himself or go to the machine and get his own refill or, you know, something like that.
To put his own shoes on.
To get his shoes on.
I agree with that. And I have told him if we're running behind, because sometimes we're trying to get him up earlier on this morning schedule for his therapies, but... It's getting really loud here. But anyway, I tell him if I'm helping him, I'm only helping you because I got you up late today and that's not your fault. So
I feel
anyway,
like he's right outside
the
door.
Let me check. He wants to come
right, let
in.
Let me check. Let me just check.
He wants to play tanks for them. I'm pretty sure about that.
What are you doing? Look at this guy. He's got the stool set up right outside the door with his iPad on the stool. I knew he was close by.
Bryce, do you want to tell them about what you got from the Apple store yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you might want to come on here. Come over into my chair.
Or you can sit in my chair.
Okay. I knew you wanted to be on here.
Hi.
Tell him your name.
My name is Bryce Coulter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Bryce.
Hi. I bought a new iPad at the Apple store.
And why did you do that?
Because my other iPad was broken.
Yeah, it broke, didn't it? So what was exciting about that?
It had a keyboard, a mouse.
Oh, yes. This time we added the keyboard and the mouse.
And why did we add the keyboard?
Why didn't we add the keyboard?
Mm-hmm. Do you know why?
Because I want to work on typing.
That's exactly why, yes.
Cool. So, yeah, your iPad just all of a sudden stopped working. Nothing that we did. It's now, the old one's a big paperweight. So we got a new one, thankfully, to his scholarship that we have in Florida. And... So we're very thankful for that. Is there anything else you want to share about something else?
I know. That's all that I remember.
What movie were you watching today?
WALL-E.
Oh. Why is that your favorite movie?
Because it has a robot.
Yeah.
And the rocket ship part is amazing.
Yeah, you like the rocket ship part?
Yeah, where he gets trapped in there, and it's pretty scary.
Bryce, do you know that we have listeners all over the world? So right now, people all over the earth are listening to you. Can you believe that?
Like on your globe.
Yeah. When we look at your globe, people all over the earth are listening to you. What do you think about that?
Well, that's interesting.
That is interesting, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing technology, isn't it?
They said our story helps them.
Yeah.
Especially when they have kids who are like you and have autism. Pretty cool, huh? What are you looking at?
Are you distracted by what?
He's looking at the bubbles on your screen.
Oh.
Okay.
You looking at my screensaver bubbles?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we can wrap up this episode.
Okay, let's
You want to sign us out?
Okay. I love you so much. Oh. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.